Blog Talk Radio.
The mic, drop.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam
the
me
mic,
up,
Scotty. Mic, drop.
Absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
We're celebrating Negro History Week to emphasize the achievements of persons of African blood. What has the Negro to celebrate? The great scholars of our day are now saying that persons of African blood gave the world the first idea of the unity of the God.
All carry-on items should now be stowed securely, either in an overhead bin or under the seat in front of you. All aisles, exits, and bulkhead areas should now be clear. All electronic devices should now be turned off and stowed, as they may interfere with the aircraft's navigational and communication systems. Once airborne, we'll let you know when you may use approved electronic devices, but note that some items may not be used at any time during the flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Ronnie LaDue in the building.
Hey, y'all.
I am your host, Big Mike. And we got another special guest here backstage, and we're going to get her on as soon as she gets settled in. What's happening with you, Ronnie? How you doing?
Nothing much. How are you, Mike?
Good. Happy Black Future Month.
Yeah, I wanted to take note of that. Why are we calling it Black Future Month as opposed to Black History Month?
Because I think that we need to focus on the future.
Sounds good
we need to
me.
Use history to push ourselves forward. We have so many giants that walk through history that we need to stand on their shoulders to see just a little bit further than they could.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I call it Black Future Month. It's good.
I just thought others should know why. I knew why.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you called me to question on that so I could clear that up for everybody.
Yes.
Now, everybody knows I'm a history guy. Before I get started, let me sell something. You notice I got Fire History Teacher mugs and Fire History Teacher t-shirts. This is the chocolate. I break this out on special occasions. I've worn this shirt like maybe twice. But we got it like five different colors. Check out www.thebigmicdrop.com. Get your Fire History Teacher t-shirts. Let's go ahead and push back on this whole CRT talk. And all of this stuff that's going on in the politics right now, which we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about it tonight. But we need to push all this shit aside. And it's some things that we need to leave in history. That's kind of what I want to talk about tonight. What's on your mind?
What do you think we should leave in history? I think everything that has happened in the past deserves to be brought to light.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it tonight. But before it looks like she's settled in, she's ready to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Miss Texas in the building.
Hey,
Ram.
Sabrina.
What's happening?
I'm so glad to have you here.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here, finally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're glad you're joining us this evening.
I got my husband and my dog running around. They both trying to drive me to the crazy house.
Hey, it's all good.
That's all right.
Hey, man,
they're welcome.
Tell Hugs
Ronnie,
I said, what's up?
Ronnie. What's up, girl?
Ronnie, I did not know you were a nurse until the other day.
Yes, for many years. I don't want to tell my age. Since I was 19, so over 20 years.
You look very good. You know what? Tonight you're looking like.
Thank you.
You look like the TLC crew tonight.
Do I really? I try to keep it if I can.
Yeah, you do. You always look so beautiful.
Well, this seems to be the start of Ronnie's Rebels. I don't know if y'all know. We gave him a name. We took the liberty to give him a name.
Yeah.
Ronnie's Rebels.
You guys.
Because as much as I be pumping this manosphere and these talking points, Ronnie keeps me on challenge. You know what I'm saying? She keeps challenging me with things. And
that's
looking
right.
at things from a different way, you
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? It's a position I can never occupy, so I don't want to be too judgmental or too harsh, but I do have criticisms. Ronnie keeps me honest with that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I
so
you
yeah.
do a good job.
So
I'm
we,
thank
we
you,
do.
Girl.
We
Actually,
appreciate
both
the,
you do.
We appreciate the Ronnie's Rebels. We appreciate Ronnie's Rebels, man, and,
thank
and we're glad
you.
To have you. Because I know y'all going to side up against me. Now, I invited a couple
more
people.
We're going to be fair. We're going to keep it fair, right?
Hey,
yeah,
we're going to try to.
We don't be siding against you. We be just speaking our truth.
Uncle Stu, old
right.
man on the block in the building. Shout out to Uncle Stu.
Hey.
Man, look, I'm prepared to take this show the long run, man. This is some heavy stuff we're going to be talking about tonight.
Yes.
This is some heavy stuff we're going to be talking about tonight, and I feel like it deserves its due diligence.
Okay.
So I like to break the ice all the time. I like to ask a question. And the question's always random as hell. I don't know if y'all have noticed that. But when I put the question up with the phone number, that should be random. But it's always for a reason. It's to get people talking. If you want to talk about that, you know, you can talk about that. If you want to talk about these, you know, branched conversations that we start
right.
in the process of this, you can talk about that as well.
Okay.
Miss Amber Alerts in the building. She said Mike Droppers
hey.
And Ronnie's Rebels in the building.
Hey, Amber.
Shout out to my mic droppers out there, man. Shout out to my mic droppers. This seems to be becoming a platform where men and women can come and kind of talk sensibly with one another.
We try.
You know what I'm saying? We're
yeah.
doing what we could do to mend this divide that we got going on. Regardless of where it comes from, you know, it's bridges that need to be built and communication. Yeah. Needs to, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's what rules a nation. Conversation rules a nation. Isn't that what they
right.
say?
That's what they say.
You yep. know what I'm saying? Hey, so, you know, we got to have the conversation. So I'm glad y'all are here. I want to start talking about some news. I want to start talking about some things that are going on, just current events, whatnot. But let me get this question up first. Question is very random tonight, but it's designed that way to make you think. Let me get Amber's comment off of here so you can see the question. Should we reinstate arranged marriages in black society? Should we reinstate arranged marriages in black society?
He's trying to get us mad early, Miss Texas.
There we go.
No.
There we go. That's a bad
one. I didn't even know. I mean, I know they have them in, like, African countries and stuff like that. I never knew they had them in America.
They used to have them in America. You know, people used to raise their kids to get married.
That, right? No, honestly, I didn't know.
Especially
I'm
back
serious.
In the country. You kind of knew, especially in country areas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You kind of
okay.
already knew. We got Coach
you're talking
Keith in
about,
the building.
You're talking about,
hey.
Yeah, we got Coach Keith
guess,
in the building.
I guess so. You're talking about, like, based on their socioeconomic status and family status and
yeah.
keep the money in the family and that kind of thing like that
yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I think a lot of marriages get arranged on the low. We just don't know it.
Mm,
But the thing I wouldn't like about that, Mike, is I feel like it would be the male's family to really get the choice.
It's always
the
male's family to get the
choice. I don't feel like it would be fair to the female. It wouldn't be fair to either of them for somebody else to pick who they were going to be married to.
I don't think anybody will get the choice. I think, like, if you want to keep things – see, because here's the deal. There's so many fucked up people out here. Let's just keep it a buck.
Yeah.
When your kids get married to somebody, they marry you into that family as well.
That's true.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So that's the way I feel about it. There's so many people that just don't have the same value systems or people that follow upside down value systems that I feel like it's more important for the family to get involved, especially fathers and mothers, you know, to get involved, know who your daughter's dating. Know who your son's going to marry. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think the divorce rate would be if we had arranged marriages?
I mean, I don't think it would be any worse than what it is now.
I don't know.
It's pretty bad now. So it's pretty high now. So I don't think, you know, given the, you know, as a from a social experiment standpoint, I don't think we would have anything to lose.
Okay.
I don't think
we have anything to gain really either.
I mean, if you get a chance to pick the family that you're in law with.
Yeah, if you can pick.
Yeah, if you
can. But if that's the case, is that really arranged marriage, though, if you get to pick? I mean, because we get to pick who we want now. So
that's true. So basically what he's – right.
So if you're arranged, I don't think you get to pick. I think you just – whoever they pick for you. I couldn't be in no arranged marriage because I'm crazy. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, basically you want us to put it in the parents' hands. Even that as an adult over 18, you think the parents should be in a position to say, oh, no, you're going to marry Betsy from down the street because her mother and I talked about this 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she's a college
Absolutely.
Kid. You're a college kid. You belong together.
Absolutely. You should be raised and reared for your partner.
Mike, you're taking women 50 years back.
That ain't taking women 50 years back. That's saving women a lot of heartache. So, you know what I'm saying? How much heartache does a woman have to go through before she find that one? If you could just skip all of that and just get to that one, do you know what I'm saying?
But people know what it is they want when it's at the point where somebody has to tell you who
to love. I think
it's
the opposite. I think people don't know what they want.
No, I don't know that. I don't know what
I think people have to be told.
I know what I wanted, and I got what I wanted.
I think people have to be told what they want.
No, Well, I don't know who those people are. They got some problems. They got
Mike
some
has a smirk. Is he serious? Are you serious, Mike? Because you kind
That's
of what trying to, you mean
I'm
me?
Trying to read.
Oh,
I think he's trying to get some drama.
No, I mean all of this. I mean every word.
He's trying to start some mess.
I mean every word. Every single word.
I mean, well, if you want to be on the serious tip, though, some people might be better off to get an arranged marriage, really, because some people don't have the wit and the know-how and the self-esteem to pick anybody proper.
That's what I'm telling you.
I mean, you can flip it now.
More people would benefit from it because you wouldn't have to worry about all that. More people would be married.
1936.
but me, myself, that wouldn't work for me personally. Cause
me either.
I'm not going to let nobody, because, you know, the way, okay, I'm looking at it like this.
What's that in the background? Is that grandfather clock?
Yeah, that's actually from England. Clock is from England.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead.
My husband, was in the Air Force 27 years.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's retired.
Okay.
Yeah, that is my grandfather's clock. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. That's hot. Hey, that's some real baller shit right there. Shout out to the grandfather clock.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out to the black man that was in the Air Force, retired 27 years.
Absolutely. As an Air Force veteran. Tell him hoorah.
Yes.
Hoorah.
Okay. And he's from Pritchard, Alabama.
PA in the building.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do no shots.
He grew up in the most, he was one of the, his family was one of the most poorest families in Pritchard, Alabama. He grew up in Bessemer Project back in the day.
Okay,
the real.
Okay.
Project.
Okay, then.
But he's very humble and he's a good dude, so.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Shout out to her.
Yes. That's
Let's
right.
Let's see what Carmen got
to
say.
Back to the question at hand. Like Ronnie said, you know, it's a flip. Everything has a side to it.
That's right.
And we're thinking long time ago, Mike, women didn't have any rights at all, really. They didn't have no say-so. And men could, from my hearing, they had, they was abusing them. And
right.
and pretty much controlling every single situation. They couldn't even speak unless
I want to meet all of these ass-whipping granddaddies. I want to meet all these ass-whipping granddaddies and rapist granddaddies.
That's why I said I don't know that for a fact, because now I have never known anybody in my family or friends that their family went through that, what people say. I don't know that. So I can't speak on that. So that might be a stereotype, as you know. It could possibly well
be.
But then again,
now that we have the right to choose, why would you take us backwards, Mike? Because back in that time, women did not have the right to choose. We kind of did what we were
because
told. But now that we have evolved, why would you take us back into slavery?
Y'all made the majority of the wrong choices.
Well,
let's be honest, you're trying to start some mess tonight.
Y'all made the majority of the wrong choices. The situation women are in, and you know, shout out to Kevin Samuels. I have to say this, but he's absolutely true that women are.
Mike, I'm not playing with you tonight, Bob.
The women are the unhappiest. Women are the unhappiest that they've ever been in history. Right now, it's more unhappy, depressed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Women.
I'm saying blame her for this question.
Oh, she's the one who came up with it. The suicide rate is rising. And we were going to talk about that. That was actually the first story. I'm glad we got into this, because we're going to talk about Miss USA, Chesley Chris. We're going to talk about that tonight.
Imagine how many people are going to kill themselves if they have to be with somebody that they don't really want to be with for the rest of their life.
But then on the flip side,
they're not
going to
kill themselves. They're going to go get a freak or a boyfriend on the side. You know what time it is.
But
then stay married.
But then on the other aspect of what Mike's saying is, men in that era, they were the provider.
Right.
And they did provide, and they did have stability in their homes and discipline with their children and in their homes. And people were, they did monitor who their family dealt with. And, so the crime was, I do know that the crime was not, it's relevant with the Black community, and so there, I believe that there was a more solid foundation then, as far as the family dynamic,
right?
Because, and I'm just speaking as a female,
right?
That I think what has happened is, this is just my opinion, because I do consider myself I think for myself, and blah blah blah. But I also am a married woman. And when my husband has an ultimate say-so when it comes to the family, even finances, I respect that. And so what has happened, I think, with this new generation or the women, they have hyped up being independent and educated and all this so much that somewhere or another people have gotten lost in the trueness. You can be who you are, be independent, but if you choose to be in a relationship, in a marriage, then you have to, especially with our Black men, don't take their manhood away. If that's a man in your house working, taking care of his business, handling, let that man be a man and you just sit down.
I don't believe in independence. I don't believe in independence. And I don't believe in independence for males nor females, because independence means that you're by yourself. And you never want to be in a point from a power play where you isolated. So interdependence has always been the thing. Yeah. That's always been the thing.
Okay.
I'm all about expanding my network.
Okay.
I'm all about getting in touch and having different people I can reach out to and connect with. Mm-hmm. So pumping independence, like I said, is totally intellectually out the window, because it's not true. It can never be achieved. And the only goal of independence is ultimately to be by your damn self.
Yeah.
So if you want to be independent, you can't be upset when you're by yourself.
And I do like that word that you just used, interdependence.
So maybe
I need to reframe the definition in a marriage or a relationship.
I'm going to say this. My wife told me last week, let me tell you, I'm going to go on bust on the Amber Alert tonight. Amber Alert told me last week that after the conversation we had, when I asked the question, the unholy question that I'm not even going to ask anymore on this show, that started all the stuff. She told me that people probably think she's getting beat up at the house.
We know better.
Well, we know that's not happening. But she's like, oh, man, you just talking some caveman shit. But then I
must agree that it was very caveman.
But I had a thought. Cavemen created a society that has lasted for thousands and thousands of years. That was the foundation and the basis was from cavemen.
Mm.
And it's lasted for thousands and thousands of years. Now, this society that females are building, this shit 60 years in, dog. It's looking kind of rough.
It looks like
everybody's
going
to die before whatever the end goal is to the feminist movement is. It looks like everybody's going to die.
It might sound all well and good, but women are so liberated now. We've come so far that it wouldn't even work if we tried to reintroduce that. If we tried to reintroduce arranged marriages, I just don't feel like it would work.
I think it would work. And I'm going to tell you why. How do
you get back to a point where you get these liberated young millennials and what is Generation X or Y, whatever they are? How do you get them back to a point where they're allowing their parents to choose for them?
When you teach the lessons of situations that other people who've lost their lives or whatnot that have paid the price, when you actually teach the lesson from the story?
So we would probably have to teach that lesson for about two generations in order to revert back to the way it was.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen just like this.
Right, but it has to be taught consistently and it has to start somewhere.
Right.
So
okay.
With Chesley Chris, you know, I heard different people asking, kind of putting Kevin Samuels' name into it. I heard Fresh and Fit's name mentioned when this girl unfortunately jumped off this building and killed herself.
That was terrible.
God rest her soul. Right. But the only thing that she actually wrote about was racism and working too much and the pressure to succeed. And as opposed to actually addressing that, because pressure is not meant for women to withhold that much pressure. You either have to jump out of character or you're going to fold. Nobody can be, not even many men can be under that type of pressure and thrive.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it a buck.
Yeah.
But the pressure to succeed, the pressure to be great, the pressure to achieve independence, they put
on
a rocket.
She had done all of those things, though. She had accomplished so much.
Exactly. But nobody blamed the success for her death. Shout out to Freedman's Journal in the building.
Hey, Freedman.
Hey, Amber Alert said, ooh, goodness, the shade. Yeah. Absolutely. I got to do it. I got to do it. Freedman's Journal said, we've come so far. Where? Where have you come? Destination least married. Destination single. Family homes. Tell me where B women are so, that is so awesome. Absolutely.
We've come far in the fact that we have more independence than we had then. Back then, women couldn't even choose if they wanted to use birth control. They just, all these women were having 12, 20, sometimes 25 children back to back, not even healing.
You know what?
9 months in, they were pregnant again. So, I mean, we've come a long way in regards to controlling our bodies and what we want to do and how we want to live.
Well, that has a lot to do with urbanization, too, because men back in those days, you got to keep in mind, men had to take care of them kids. So men weren't trying to really keep a woman pregnant. A lot of times the reason people had these big-ass families is because they lived on farms, and they had to do everything themselves. So they were really raising the workers for the farm.
But
survive.
It's balance out because that's more mouths to feed. What if the crop doesn't come in this year?
That was really
season?
The unfortunate part of it.
Right.
Because a lot of times they couldn't fall back on any kind of social safety net. They didn't have it.
Yeah.
So then we get into this modern age where you got all these social safety nets and you got all of these things where the government will replace. Uh-oh, what's that in the background? Is that...
That's my husband back there.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to move to another room?
Yeah, yeah, it's a little loud. It's kind of interrupting the show a little bit. I don't want him to.
Okay, let me move to my bedroom.
All right, I'm going to put you on mute till you get there, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, hello? All right, sorry about that. Yeah, so Miguel said keeping it is harder. Freedman's Journal. Big Mike drops salute. Salute to you, my brother. And Freedman's Journal asked another question. Independence from whom? Do women really want to be independent from men, Ronnie? Let's just ask.
I want to be independent from men, but I want to be independent from people that feel like they can control my choices, whether that be men, women, white men, white women, white, black women, whoever, anybody that has that kind of control over me to tell me who to marry or what my next move is going to be. It's not just men. It's people. Anybody.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I understand what you're saying.
But what don't you get, Mike?
It just sounds like everybody has to be accountable to somebody.
Yeah.
Men and women have to have, in that aspect, like if a man,
I don't want to be accountable to who about who I marry.
What if a man had to do the same thing? What if a man decided he wanted to do the same thing that you just said you want to do? You don't want to have nobody, you know what I'm saying, interfering with your choices. You want to be able to make all the choices on your own.
Let's be real with this. Let's make it make sense. Like, I know people have to interfere with certain things because I have to follow the law. I can't go and shoot my neighbor because I want to because the music is too loud. So I know certain things have to be, you know, you have to conform to certain rules in life. But as far as who I'm going to marry, I don't feel like any woman or man by that has to conform to who somebody else wants them to marry. That just doesn't make sense.
Would it work out better if they were never going to be married and somebody did that for them? What if somebody, I mean, this will work out for people because the majority of women just aren't married in America. That's not black, white. That's just women that don't come from somewhere else or have some other cultural connection to where family is important. If you born and bred American pop culture, you've probably been married several times in more situations than not, if you are married. Or a lot of times, you're just not married.
Because if we do the research, you'll find that most women that are not getting married are, like I said, educated women that are millennials. That's the group of people that are basically not getting married. So we need to find out the reason these women aren't getting married. And it's not because of arranged marriages.
Definitely. It's because of what they're being educated to do. It's because
that's the root of the problem.
The root of the problem is actually education. You teach people too much and don't teach them shit at the same time. See, college is a business. They got to get tuition. They got to sell books that you can't sell back. They got to do all that, T-shirts, pennants, you know what I'm saying, ball caps, cardigans, whatever the hell they sell. They got to do all of that. So they really don't teach you anything in college unless you're going for something very specialized, something very practical. But most people don't go to college for that.
I think, you know what, this is my opinion. I think a lot of these women just aren't married because they have lost the real cause of why they are women. Because we are made to be, okay, first of all, now, if we want to get real, the Bible says we are designed to have babies. So for one thing, we're supposed to, the fruits, right? Okay, but I think what has happened is in the last 20 years, these young girls, they first of all, they too loose.
Yes, they are. A lot of them are.
Their reputations are not intact. And so as a female, you know, like say Mobile, Alabama, it's 187,000 people in Mobile, but that's really not a lot of people.
Because
if you start putting yourself out here on these streets and this and that, your name going to be out there like running water faucets.
And so they don't have many choices because many men don't really want them.
Right.
It's another issue.
Right, because they're not preserving themselves as wholesome.
I'm going to let y'all in on guy code. I'm going to tell you something that an OG taught me. That nigga told me I can get pussy before I can get a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
And when you go into the world with that mentality, when it comes to the girls that you're dealing with, and oftentimes you find that that's true.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. Fellas, I'm not trying to violate man code, but I'm just saying this is the type of game and stuff that's passed down to most normal people. Not normal people. I'm abnormal. I was kind of abnormally handled by older dudes when I was young. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm just talking about what they put into my head. As far as how to look at the world. You know, I dealt with some skewed perspectives, to say the least, growing up. You know, so a lot of this stuff I had to find out myself, but that I have found to be true. Most men can get sex before he can get a decent meal. Because a lot of times, a lot of these women think that that's all that they have to offer. That's the only thing that they have to offer. And the whole time they build it up and use it, they're actually losing the power that that has. Because it does have power if it's played in the right way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the females are, they're letting themselves, I don't know, it's just society now. They got, you know, these videos, the videos, you know, like
Can we
Cardi
call
B.
It feminism?
I love Cardi B's music. But what I'm saying is I think they get caught up in fantasy and what we were talking about the last show. They're not ideally trying to portray something that they want to be, and they're acting it out.
Hold that thought. Because we got my man, never seen him on camera before. We got Freedman's Journal in the building. Man, what's happening, man? How you doing? Hello. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
Hey, good. Good to be here.
Good, man. I met this brother when we were in Buckhead at the, the Western out there in Buckhead, man. I met you that morning.
Hey, Dan.
Came in, man. So Freedman's Journal, welcome to the Big Mic Drop, man.
Hey.
How are you, sir? Glad
to
be here.
Hey, what's up?
Good. What you got?
Should we reinstate arranged marriages in black society? Yes.
Okay.
Period. That's it. Listen, the data on women's choices is out there, right? You've had the choices, and look where we're at. I mean, if you actually wanted to say black society.
Right.
Least married, single-family homes to the roof, all these choices and independence haven't led anywhere profitable. So just let it go, you know? You see that? That head shake is the problem. Because black women aren't choosing well. I mean, women in general aren't, but black women are extra choosing not well. I mean, Mike, you in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah. So the lawyer chick that had the dude that shot her and ended up getting in a shootout with police downtown out of some luxury apartment?
Yeah.
Those are the choices.
Right.
Stop doing that. Right? Pick productive, stable men. They're out there.
That's right.
And it's not all about the money they make either. And I think that's another thing. And that's one of the things that I was actually going to point out in the five things we need to make history is, and I guess I'll start it. I'll just go ahead and go into it. You know what I'm saying? And we'll kind of throw everything else into it because everything is relative. But this materialistic individualism that we're going through right now to where people base their value off of shit that you got, possessions and things like that, as opposed to the real things that matter about a person is character, integrity, you know, all the good core values that companies tell you they got that they really don't got, you know? So, but it's affecting the women because I think y'all are more susceptible to it. Like you said something, Sabrina, that kind of just struck me. As you said, you love Cardi B music, but yet you have identified Cardi B as part of the problem. So why do you feel beholden to say you love her music? Do you feel like you're letting females down if you say that you don't and level criticism against Cardi B for what she says?
No. I mean, I'm just being real when I like her music and I like her music and I like her. Because she keeps it real.
I don't know her.
I like that she's genuine. That's the only thing
about her. That's what I'm saying. You know, you got to understand. Okay. Let me put
look,
it this.
Look, I'm the only person on this panel that listened to Cardi B today, I guarantee.
Yes, you are.
I'm the only person on the panel that actually listened to a Cardi B song today. On the playlist, that little Bartier Cardi shit, when she first came out. I like that shit.
Cardi.
I ain't gonna lie, like the beat.
Nicki Minaj, I like her a little bit, but I really do see. I, you know, let me put it this way. I think I feel Cardi B more because I'm Puerto Rican. I would say we got that like that Latina connection.
Right.
Like she real. She real. I mean, she say what she got to say. She do what she got to do. And she even tell these young girls, you know, as Ronnie can tell you, she try to be and she empowers them. But some of them don't. I don't know if they don't listen to her message. Her when she's being outside of the stage.
No, they listen to
candy,
her.
When she's being candid.
They listen to her message. And I'll say this about her before we move on from her.
Yeah.
But if you listen to her message, that's what they listen to. But if you actually look at her life is actually what most women should be trying to strive for.
Yeah.
She's married. She got two kids by her husband. You know what I'm saying? She does the cooking, the cleaning, all that shit. But guess what she gets on a record and says for money?
That's why people need to teach their kids the difference in real life fantasy entertainment.
That's right.
This was the whole problem that NWA had back in the 80s.
How about you just not listen to it?
That rap music was making people kill each other.
How about you just not listen to it? How about that?
No, we ain't going to say that because as long as it's
not. I'm not going to take it that extreme.
Okay, yeah, then it's not a problem.
You don't mind her lifestyle.
You don't mind her lifestyle in real life. You don't mind just being portrayed in her music. If you can't just put it away.
Like Ronnie
I don't mind her lifestyle as long as it doesn't present as a no problem. My daughter doesn't do what Cardi B does because I teach her. It starts in the home. So I have no problem with anybody on this panel's lifestyle. If you guys get off this live right now and go and snort powder, go beat your wife, go slap your husband, I have nothing to do with it. I don't agree with that, but that's what you do. So I have no problem with Cardi because I understand. I'm intelligent enough to understand this entertainment. And my children understand that because that's what they've been taught.
But why are we entertained by filth?
I like the rhythm, I like the music, I like the beat, the production. It's not all about the lyrics for me because a lot of times I don't even understand what the hell she's saying.
I'm not sitting up saying Cardi B is the sole purveyor of filth either. This is going across cultural. Across gender, across the culture. The shit that the men talk about filthy too. The things talk about is filthy too, and I try not to indulge. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to promote that. I'm not going to promote a dude talking about prescription pills, and that's the whole hook, because I understand that if my son or somebody else's son gets a hold of that and they can't process it the way that I can process it at that time, they'll get strung out on that shit. Then the little motherfucker will be trying to rob me. And when I kill him, everybody going to be saying he ain't did shit to nobody and he was a good kid and all that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Well, Mike, where do you draw the line between what's art and what is acceptable? Because here, if a five-year-old parents put them, which I don't agree with, I think it's totally inappropriate. If a five-year-old here, their mother thinks it's cute and put them on Facebook and they're twerking and rolling and gyrating and all that, we think it's horrible. But if you look at some videos and ask for what the kids are doing, this is ritual. This is ceremonious. So explain to me how people should differentiate. What's entertainment and what should be a part of real life?
Well, I think the term art imitates life is real deal. I don't think that this art is existing in a vacuum and then life is warping around or morphing around the art. Art imitates what the life is. We got deeper problems than how it's being expressed in the public. The people that are expressing it in the public do need to exercise some responsibility in this.
People in Africa are getting up on tables in restaurants doing cultural dances.
Not on tables in restaurants, but if you look at some of the videos, they're actually dancing and the kids are doing things that no kids that I know of, not even here, are on tables dancing. But I mean, even if they had a birthday party and they're gyrating and twerking, we don't find it cute over here in America because it's not. But if those same kids were in Africa and they were doing that would be considered art and cultural. If you YouTube it, you can see all these videos of how they have ceremonies there.
But they have ceremonies for different reasons. Over here, we just out because it's Thursday. I'll tell you some real shit. We were down in Orange Beach.
It's still art, Mike. It's rap music. It's art, regardless of if we like what she's saying or not. It's still art.
At this point in time, saying rap music is art is like saying pornography is art. It's up to the person.
It can be art depending on how it's filmed.
It's up to the person. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be up to the person that wants to deal with that. Some people, that's going to be rubbish, and I can't convince them that it's art. I really have a hard time convincing somebody, and as a former rapper, I have a hard time convincing somebody about the decency of us if you got to start bringing rap lyrics into it. That's why Jay-Z and them fighting to get rap lyrics thrown out of court. You see what I'm saying? Because the lyrics are so foul. The vibes that are coming across the airwaves are so damn foul and so depraved that they don't want that shit to come back on them in court. You see what I'm saying?
This is
going to another direction. But
I mean, look at all these rappers killing each other.
That shit's going down right now.
Yeah. Can I say this, Mike and Ronnie? Let me put it this way. Now, I will say this. I think there should be an age limit on who allows their children to listen to this stuff. Now, even Cardi B, because I'm not going to sit there and say, as a mom or a aunt or a grandmother or whatever the case may be, that I listen to it. But there is a fine line who listens to it with me or in my home or around me. So that's the problem. Right. The problem is a lot of these young mothers, they are caught up in it. They think it's cute. They ignorant. They're immature. And they bring their babies and their things. And they think that stuff is cute. That's where the problem lies, because they're not mature enough or even responsible enough, or even do they even care enough to say, okay, this is playing, but when you come into my house, I'm turning it off. Or the radio, and when we're riding around, I'm going to turn the channel. That's the problem. It's not the maturity level and the responsibility of these things have gotten lost.
The adults are falling victim to the kids. So the adults are falling prey to what the kids want.
Right.
The adults don't want to be looked at in a negative light from the children. We want to be cool. We want to be friendly.
It's like when I was in my era, Ronnie, when I grew up, you know, we was listening to NWA, UGK, you know what I'm saying? We were listening to, you know, all these, you know, because I'm from Texas. We were listening to the Houston rappers. I was. And when I had children, because I had children as well, you know, of course, in my 20s, I'm listening to that. I'm popping in the club and this and that. But when my children are with me, around me, they're not going to be sitting around me listening to that, or even anybody that they were around was not going to listen to that crap around.
And that's my point. That's why I say it starts at home, because
it
you say you like Cardi B. You're intelligent enough to distinguish imitation from life. Your kids may not be. So when Mike says it starts as a child, that's what we're saying. Teach them young. Don't let them do this at a young age. When they're old enough to decide what they want to hear, that's different.
I just think we should say fuck all of that shit, and we need to scrap everything. We need to stop trying to straddle the fence.
But that's not gonna happen. And I
say this. This is gonna sound real fucked up, but I will say this. This is the best way to describe the difference between men and women. So don't take offense, ladies. Okay. So in a situation where men and women have to straddle the fence, right? Say we both had to straddle the fence.
Right.
A woman could literally just straddle the fence halfway down the middle, right? As a dude, your balls got to be on one side or the other of that fucking fence. That's the only way a dude could straddle the fence. He got to put his balls on one side of that fence or the other side. That's the difference between men and women. We can't just go down the middle. If some shit needs to be gotten rid of, we get rid of it. And that's what's not being allowed to happen.
You talking about a real man.
That's men.
No, that's a real man.
This is where we at. We here. We ain't gone nowhere.
Hey, I got a rule.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate you, brother.
That's a whole other conversation.
Have a good night.
Good night, Freeman Journal in the building, man.
So, Mike, what were you rapping about? I'm just curious.
I was rapping about all that machismo shit. We was macho. We were egotistical. You know, I really tried not to rap about stuff I didn't do.
Okay.
So right, I'm going to kill you. I got the choppers. I'm going to come to your house, and we kicking the dough down for the dope. You know what I'm saying? You know, we might make mention of stuff, but it was literally just to tell stories.
Now you're gonna bust a move on us then.
I ain't finna bust no move now. I ain't finna bust no move. But I do want to talk about this, the Miss USA lady. And I got got a story on that, man. Because
I actually had tweeted or either Instagram the day before, may this day bring you rest and peace. So it's kind of like she already knew she was going to be killing herself. Something that she had thought out and well planned.
She did know. You know, she did know that she had written a letter to her mom and left her all her worldly possessions. That came out yesterday.
Yeah. And they were going to call it a suicide in New York to say an alleged suicide. I mean, why is it now alleged?
Man, look, man.
I'm not trying to be funny, but the good thing about that, at least she got to look at Denzel, child.
Oh, Lord. Come on, man.
I'm a Denzel fan.
I am too, girl. I love him.
I think I would have got upbeat if I'd have got.
So this is in the Wall Street Journal. And I'm going to go on and put it up here. I'm going to put it on up here. Let's see here. Let's share the screen. So everybody can see where I'm getting my sources from. Man, that was cool of Freedman's Journal to stop by the show, man. Holla at us. All right, man, so we got...
I don't think he was very crazy about my position, but that's okay. It doesn't change.
He ain't going to be crazy. He... Uh-oh, my nigga Lonnie. Oh, it's in the building. Penguin in the building. He said, I got so many styles. I could fuck a Mexican chicken, have a Chinese child.
Did you say that, Mike? He said Big Mike Lyric.
Yeah, yeah, man. We used to get it in on the freestyle, man. But I got to give credit where credit's due. Lonnie, I think that was OZ's line. But we were in the same session. I think that was OZ's line. I ain't going to take credit for his line because that was the dopest line I heard myself, man. Shout out to OZ, man.
Yeah, that was Jay-Z line.
No, my homeboy OZ. Nah, my homeboy. This is somebody I know that. Nah, Jay-Z ain't got lyrics like this.
You said OZ? Yeah. He from upstate?
He from Bronx. OZ from Harlem. I think OZ was from Harlem. OZ, if you're out there, call in. I think OZ called in one of these shows. Y'all got to check that one out.
Okay,
so it says Chelsea Chris. This is the Wall Street Journal. Chelsea Chris, former Miss USA, dies at 30 after falling from NYC apartment building.
Mm. Falling, not jumping.
Police are investigating the death of the former civil litigation attorney and entertainment correspondent as a possible suicide. Mm. So there's something about this story that's missing. I'll say this. We all know the story. It really ain't no need for me to read the whole thing. Y'all can go to the Wall Street Journal and check out the story. But the lady was suffering from mental health issues. She said that she had to go to a therapist on several occasions on Instagram and whatnot. But she mentioned working and being in the pressure to succeed. That's what she mentioned.
See, that's what I'm saying?
So it really, I'm not saying women shouldn't succeed, right? I'm not saying women shouldn't have jobs. I'm not saying women shouldn't do certain things. But should that skip ahead of your priorities? Should your main priorities be not having babies and ruling the world? I'm just asking.
I don't know if I would say my priorities would be having babies. I mean, but I would say, I'm just gonna say for me, success is nice and education is good. But if I feel like that's the only thing that I'm going to live for is to get more material goods and to go show flow out in the community or with my material possessions, and I'm trying to outshine whoever, whatever, and prove to the world that this is what I have, you don't, or this is what I can get. That, we talked about that again. That's where the mental problems come in, because, see, let's think, this stuff out here is so superficial. And these women and this generation have got caught up in a competition with even the rappers. That's why they dying. They in competition with each other. Instead of trying to look at what life is truly about, it's okay to be successful, but it's also okay to just have a basic home, something to drive in, some food on your table, a little money in your account, as long as you're not, you know what I'm saying? See, that's the problem that I believe. You know, it's nothing wrong with if you're successful and you succeed and you move
right.
forward. But when you start competing with, like, Ronnie is a nurse and I'm a nurse. We could be at the same job. If I start trying to compete and say, oh, I'm look at me, I'm a better nurse than Ronnie, or Ronnie, I'm better
right.
than me, or whatever, then you get, then you your mental is like, you lost right,
right
here.
No, no, that's
right.
where you're supposed to compete. I disagree.
No,
at the job, that's where you're supposed
healthy,
to compete.
Healthy competition, though.
You're supposed to compete, and you're supposed to think you're the best.
But Mike, let me just say this.
Hold on. I didn't say not to think that you were the best. That comes with self-esteem and
right.
confidence. That comes with self-esteem and confidence.
Now,
and
I'm not
going to
fuck Ronnie over
at work.
On no dumb shit trying to get her fired or nothing. But I am going to come in there with a certain arrogance that I'm the best.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mike, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when you start getting consumed
in that.
I'm not saying that for me, because I know who I am. I know what I want. I know what my abilities are. But when I start saying, oh, you know, ooh, look, you, see, that's the problem. Whenever I start looking, okay, because that's where the hate and jealousy come in. Let me go ahead and break it down. Because a lot of times it's hate and jealousy and envy. Oh, look at her. Or look at him. He think he out in this. Oh, I gotta look at that. He just bought this brand new car, or the chick, or so we get things have gotten twisted.
No, things ain't twisted. No, I'm gonna tell you, things aren't twisted because men have been dealing with hate and jealousy. Women just never had to deal with it until recently in history. So now it's fucking their heads up. Kill our competition, and we've been doing it for thousands of years.
But what I'm saying is,
we either gonna strike a deal with our competition, or we're going to kill them. Nobody is going to be allowed to just exist fucking with my life.
But we were talking about the Miss USA. You saying her job, her success and stuff, she was under pressure.
She was under pressure to succeed.
That's the problem. I mean, at what point, okay, at what point is a person going to be happy to where they have succeeded and this is where it is?
Not at any point in the capitalist society.
Like if it's gonna, if success, if totally moving forward towards success and doing this and this and moving forward gonna cause me to be in a psychiatric ward, then I'm gonna go ahead and go get me a job at McDonald's and just say, let me chill on out, let me just eat some McDonald's. Boom. I'm not gonna do it.
Well, let me
say this: with nobody, I'm not gonna ever be in competition with nobody unless I'm in the sports arena and you want to give me a medal and I'm getting a scholarship. But
I think her.
Go ahead,
I think her pressure is a little bit different than ours for the simple fact that she's in entertainment.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel
yeah.
like her pressure was not only to be successful
yeah.
at work, but because she's a
yeah.
beauty queen.
That's true.
She's getting a little bit older. She's probably seeing a little, you know, the
wrinkles.
What they call them, crow's feet.
Yeah, girl.
She's
do
changing.
I got some right now?
She's
y'all
probably,
see crow. I probably got
yeah,
some right
she's
now.
She's probably
I'm
gaining a little bit of weight. So she's probably dealing with issues outside of professionalism.
Yeah. Yeah.
She probably had more stress on her mind than what we would ever know, and it's probably not all about her jaw.
Under the microscope.
If I had to take a wild guess, I would think it was all about her looks. I would think it was all about changing.
I think based off her writings and what she said, she brought up work and fear of turning 30.
So fear of turning 30 is exactly what I mean. What happens when we get 30? Our metabolism slows down. It's harder to lose weight. Our skin is a little bit more dry. You start noticing a little bit of small lash lines. That's why I feel in my heart that it's more about her appearance because she's
yeah.
a beauty queen.
Yeah.
And she was still very gorgeous.
And
guess what?
Beautiful.
Very
and
gorgeous.
That, and that comes with self-love and self-esteem.
Right.
And
right.
that's what I'm trying to say. Those things are the most important factors in our lives. It's not when we start getting consumed. I like material things. Don't get me wrong. And I love shopping and this and that and getting this and that. But it's not going to consume who I am.
Right.
Because when we start beauty, I mean, Ronnie is beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
You're beautiful.
And I ain't going to be tripping. I ain't going to be tripping because guess what? I don't care if I'm... I'll be telling people right now, I don't care if I'm old, wrinkled, this,
hey,
that.
We got a call on. Hold on. Yo, you on a big mic drop. Who we got?
Hey, Mike, this is Bianca calling from the south right now. Neither the Midwest, but it's snow up there. How are you?
Hey,
I listen to your conversation.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I see one thing wrong with your title. And when it's really a reality, when you use the word we, and you can't be talking about all or whoever the we that you're speaking of, it has to be some. And this discussion shows
right.
that because everybody's not on board with everything. And I can only talk
right.
about myself. And you was talking about women
yeah.
and talking about men. My daughter, when she wanted to go out and date somebody, I'd done background checks on them. And if the background check
that's
came
right.
back bad, you didn't go.
That's it. That's real.
Same
right.
thing with my grandson. I told my siblings what they was going to be when they went to college. My last one, my grandson said, you're going to be an engineer and you're taking up business. And that's exactly what he did. He graduated with his engineering degree last December, and he'll be finished with his business this semester. And I said, if you want to do something else, fine, go ahead. But you're going to have those two under your belt. And when he was young, I've seen a quality within his skills that he would be a good baseball player, which he is. He went to LSU. Now,
right.
another point. My first wife was my 10-year-old neighborhood sweetheart, and I married her when we became of age. She passed away in 2008. My second wife
Sorry
is a Ghanaian from West Africa. She's from West Africa, my second wife. Mike, I couldn't go up to her and say, let's get married. I had to go through a procedure.
Right.
I had to go through a procedure. And they done checked on
too.
Me. Had
you had to pay a dowry?
I couldn't go. Had to pay a dowry.
Yep.
I had to go to either the brothers or her uncles and inquire about her availability. So that's
what
just the way
it
is, man.
A dowry is what you pay a bride's father. You pay.
Well, I thought it just asked for a hand in marriage and
everything.
In certain countries,
you got to pay the family.
Yeah.
In order
okay.
to marry.
Exactly.
The idea is behind it. Yeah, the idea
because
behind
guess
that.
What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The idea behind that is that if you see enough in my daughter, it's what this family has put within her, then you need to be able to pay for what we think it's worth. And that's the
okay.
basics behind it. See, it's not like in the United
well,
States.
Americans
you
were looking at the prostituting their daughters.
You took the words Americans.
Americans were looking at
it
as prostituting their daughters.
Or as male order bride or some shit like that. But that's
yeah.
that's the African tradition.
A male order bride. It's when you land up in the bed and the phone ring at 3 a.m. and they say, Daddy, I'm married. Yeah, I wouldn't
right.
even go half of it. Another thing you talking about, I think maybe you mentioned education. Now, in the we, and I guess we can mention about Black American and their education with their children, it's nowhere near what it's supposed to be. Let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
My kids, they came home and they done 100 math problems every day. And if they got to 75 and missed one, they had to start all over. But see, our kids go to the basketball gym and they shoot free throws. They shoot over 100 three folds, but don't go home and do 100 math problems. Something wrong with that picture. Seriously. Then, instead of assessing your child and see what their inner abilities are, because every child is different, and that needs to start young. They don't do that. Parents don't do these things. But they let their child go to a football combine where they run, throw, jump, sprint to see who's the best at that. They do the same thing at basketball camp. See how well you are at free throws and dribbling and all those things. But you don't do that to see what type of inner abilities your child have as it applies to those professions and those skills that's needed where they're going to have a good avocation, a good job. So I'm
right.
wrong with that picture, man.
I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell you this. I had some friends of mine, man. They used to get exchange students, foreign exchange students, and they would get a different one every year. But they had the boys that came from Germany. And what the guy was saying in Germany is in Germany in like seventh to eighth grade, you take a test. Mm-hmm. And your results on that test determine what high school you go to or what, you know, education you go to after that. Some kids go to trade school. Some kids actually go to high school. Some kids are going to go to college. Some kids are going to go to trade. And this is determined at like eighth grade.
Right.
And you wonder why the Germans have superior engineering. They have superior engineering.
And you can do that here. You know what it was called? It was called tracking. You track either track one, which was like liberal arts, track two, which was mechanical skills. I went to a trade high school that had everything in it. Auto mechanics, aero mechanics, pre-engineers.
Nah, he's from Louisiana.
No, it was in Missouri.
Yeah, every
it was in Missouri.
Every state is different. Whatever grade level you're in, you have to be studying the grade level ahead.
America.
So when you get to your senior year, you're taking college prep. You're taking college classes your senior year. So if you're in the first grade, you're taking second grade work. It goes on and on. And even in Texas, if you're a senior, by the time you graduate as a senior, you can already have an associate's degree. When you get your diploma from high school, you can have an associate's degree in your hand from a junior college.
But in America,
here in New York, every state is different. Like me, I graduated from high school when I was 16. I went straight to college. That's the way it should be. Like the man was saying, everybody's mentality is different. Every state's curriculum is different.
Well, let's teach the kids first and foremost that college is a business.
It is.
Nobody in America is going to tell you where you have to go because they want you to have the choice so you can get in debt and spend your money and do what you want to do. This is the first time in human history where people are fighting to do what they want to do.
Most people
in human history throughout the world
have
fought to just get what they need. Now we're fighting tooth and nail to do what we want to do. So that's why you got kids that got $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of, you know, student loan debt, and they about to go into a $36,000 a year job
coming out of
college.
Actually, they just said on the news yesterday that the university and college enrollment is down 50%.
People are not going
to college anymore. And now I will say this about this generation. The job market, they saying we are refusing to work for minimum wage. You're going to have to pay us.
Right.
And so the flip side, I can't just talk all the way down about the new generation. They do have their own concept, and they do have,
we put them on that rocket. So I'm not going to give them credit for shit. We put them They didn't come up with anything on their own.
I didn't
come up with nothing on my own.
Maybe that might be true, but at least they fight for their cause they believe.
Yeah,
they stand by what they believe.
These jobs getting where they paying $12 and up an hour because they need these their businesses up shutting down.
But you in a dead end either way it go. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
There's a vast need for STEM graduates. Now there's an organization called NSBE. It's called the National Society of Black Engineers. Started back in 1972, two guys that wanted to get more blacks involved in STEM professions. Now, I'm telling you what has happened. In the national conventions for the NSBE, they had one in 2017, 2018 in Pittsburgh and Kansas. You had STEM graduates. This is a black organization from all over the country that came to these conventions. And Northrop Grumman, this is one of all the corporations was there. Northrop Grumman 2 years in a row hired 400 STEM graduates, 2 years in a row. And then in 2019,
yeah, my wife,
yes, Lockheed Martin in 2019 hired over 400 at their national convention. Now, these kids starting off at $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. There ain't no minimum wage. So, and another thing, when you look at the college data, black kids are overrepresented in low-paying majors. So if you're not prepared in grade school, you go to these colleges, and it takes you 6 years to come out, you're going to pay 1.5 times more than normal. And then when you get a job, your job is paying around $31,000 a year. That just don't make any sense.
You'd be better off being a plumber. You would make more money being a plumber or an electrician or getting a trade. See, if we can start, with when it comes to education, if we can start having those conversations with our kids, instead of telling every damn kid, you can do what you want to do, and, oh, you could be the president and all this. Let's stop putting these people on these rockets. We recognize the aptitude of our children. We should, if we're paying attention. And it's on us to guide them in that direction, even in marriage.
It's you're right. You got to provide your child with what's needed so that they can compete at the future point in their life. You have to start early, as early as the school.
Right. Can we really
expose your child everything?
You have to take our lineage, our legacies. And unfortunately, you know, I know it's pressure. I know it's pressure, and them little narrow shoulders get tired sometimes, but that's all part of the game.
And you got
to
be willing to You got to be willing to sacrifice. And like the lady was talking about material things, leave them damn material things alone. I never did go to the club. I didn't chase women. I couldn't afford to go out and get venereal disease and all that stuff. I didn't drink alcohol. My concentration was on my business and making a way for my church. And that's what I did. And people used to scorn me for it. Well, you know, that's their life. I had to do what I was supposed to do. I was expected to do those things.
And that's the thing. We got to get, you know, and it's sort of a part of what you're saying, Mike, about, well, I don't know about the arranged marriage, but it's still a part of that dynamic. Until we as a people get back to the old traditional unifying ways, and the people can call it old-fashioned or whatever they want to call it, because I'm totally still traditional. The way my parents taught me my grandparents, I taught my kids the same way that they taught me, traditional. I'm still that way with my children, and I know for a fact that's why my life is good and why my children, they're young, but why their life is good, because I don't care what was going on in the world around me. I knew that those old-fashioned traditional values in our black families is solid, and I refuse to let the system or the world get mine caught up. My kids just say, Mom, that's the old fashioned. I'm like, well, you know what? You're going to be old fashioned then, because what you're not going to, I didn't let my daughter, I have two daughters. This one, you know, they stayed stylish. They were in style. But when it came to wearing these short shorts and these dresses, nah, partner, you ain't supposed to walk out this house with that crap. I'm not going to buy you that. You're not going to wear it. Makeup, my daughters didn't wear makeup. My daughters to this day don't even wear makeup, because I didn't allow it. I don't wear makeup. My daughters are grown women, and they don't even dress in a certain way even to this day. And my son, I was hard on my son.
Are you holiness?
No, I'm not holiness. I'm Catholic.
Okay. I didn't have to ask.
Hold on. You didn't hear me. When I step out of my house, I promise I can compete with the fashion world, because I'm
you
very
go,
fast.
Girl.
But what I'm saying is, I'm going to carry myself as a lady.
As a lady. That's
and I
right.
I my daughters to carry themselves. You're not going to walk out of here like no hoe. I ain't raising no hoes. I'm not a hoe, and you ain't no hoe. Because if you a hoe, that means I'm a hoe. If my son is, and my son, and you know what my pet peeve is when I see nice looking, cute little young boys, and their moms say, oh, my son's going to have all the women. He's going to be a pimp. Fool, is you crazy?
No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because you hear that shit more often than you don't. Now,
you hear a lot of times.
Hey,
it's sickening.
You hear that more often than you don't. And this is where it comes back to that straddling the fence conversation.
Okay.
Why a man and a woman can straddle the fence differently.
How?
Well, I tell you what, it takes a for real man.
That shit got to be on one side or the other. You can't split, though.
But
Let me tell you something, Mike.
Players and pimps. Now you supposed to be a man and you supposed to take care of your family and you supposed to lay up and get some AIDS and some disease if you want to, because you're going to have it. I'm not taking you to no clinic. You're going to be laying that bed looking stanky because I'm not going to do it. Because see, when we as women start thinking that because a man that's supposed to be out here playing women, playing the field, having all these girlfriends, no. Now I'm saying
Hey, we're not going to talk bad about my players. We can't talk bad about the
players. Well, you know, well,
let me tell
this
you
ain't a platform.
You know,
this ain't a platform. You can't shit on the players now.
I understand about players and pimps and all that, but I just said I chose not to have my sons thinking they had to be that way.
I'm talking shit. Go ahead, Carla.
Let me tell you something, Mike,
and I'm going to get off on this. You got to have a functional family in order to have – you got to have for real grandparents. You can't have no 35-year-old grandparents because grandparents bring – generational assets to the raising of those children. You get to go to school, get an education, get married, and raise your family. Because women cannot turn a boy into a man. You have some exceptions, but overall, if that was the case, we wouldn't be having these problems today. You got all these young people that come out of these homes where they don't have respect for authority in the house. They don't have respect for the authority in the schools. And when they get out into the public, they don't have respect for authority. And you see so much of this stuff going on with the police, this, that, and the other. I mean, that's a problem. You have to have functional families. And you can't let your daughters marry anybody. Because if you do, they're going to come back home with trash bags full of clothes and dragging kids. Now what? Thank you for the opportunity. I'll see you later.
That's if her husband's kid don't break in and rob and kill your ass on some stupid shit that they got going on. This is what.
Well, Mike, I like what this caller said,
you know,
because
you might not even have nothing to do with it. Go ahead, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
I don't agree with the arranged marriages, but I like what he said about maybe if fathers and mothers did a background check. So if there was anything about this person that was unbecoming, they could bring it to their child's eyesight.
It's not about bringing it to the eyesight
sense.
In that situation.
That makes more sense.
It's
than
about
an
being able to
marriage.
Roll ink on the situation. It's not about bringing it to their eyesight. Because chances are when you're dealing with a kid that's in carnality and they feeling good and you know what I'm saying, and they sucking and fucking, let's just keep it a real buck.
They're not going to understand
none of that. So what you have is a situation where parents do background checks and tell these kids, hey, there's something up with this motherfucker. I love him anyway.
Well,
and then they wind up
arranged marriages is a bunch of broken homes and cheaters illegitimate kids and bastard babies.
You don't. You can look at other societies and tell that, and you have to prove that through the numbers, Ronnie.
But when you look at other societies,
that's what we got now.
Wait, Mike. When you look at other societies, you also have to look at their governments, because what you have to remember, in those countries where this shit works, those women don't have any rights. If they were to break the law, their heads, they're going to be beheaded. You have to look at it different. Women in the United States, we have choices. And when you put us in an arranged marriage, it's not the same as what's going on in these other countries. They have to abide by that shit. These girls here in the United States, we don't have to abide by it. That's the difference.
That's
you need to look at government before you look at arranged marriage.
But that's, I mean, look.
It's not going to work in the United States.
But we can keep it
because
marriage don't work in the United States, period, damn near anyway.
Exactly.
Most of
that's
the situations
the
of marriage
see,
don't
work.
See, when
you say stuff like that, Mike, you prove my point. And then you'll turn around tomorrow and be mad because millennials look at the world that way and they don't want to get married.
But
now you see what they mean.
I don't care what a kid means. I really don't. That's bad.
They're
children to me.
We're all
those
millennials, Mike. We're not that damn old.
I'm right.
I'm not that old myself.
I'm talking about the other people, but what I'm saying is this. look, it's things you can learn from children, but a lot of times nowadays we spend time trying to tell children not to say the truth. See, a child will tell you the truth. So, but most of the time when children tell you the truth, we, don't say that.
They are very honest.
It's embarrassing, right? Because kids are so damn truthful and candid. So what we do is we take something that's pure and we turn it into something that lies. We turn it into something that hides the truth. We turn it into something that promotes an agenda. You see what I'm saying? So actually taken away from the credibility of children to me, because it's always a parent or somebody that wants to be politically correct and wants to not make anybody feel bad.
And
so
tell
a child a fucking lie. I'm gonna tell you the biggest lie we tell our children. The biggest lie we tell our children,
what,
right?
Santa Claus?
No, when a child asks about race, right? And we're going to use this to segue into the next point. But when a child asks about race, what do people usually tell a child? Race is real, but it doesn't matter. Isn't that what most people say?
No.
Do you say your race don't matter to your child? Let's go and keep it a book.
No.
You might not exact way, but let's just keep it a book.
Anybody that says that, then they... See, people that say that, they're ignorant.
Most people say that, Sabrina. Most people are going to tell you that race is real.
The concept
of race is real, but it doesn't matter. That's the politically correct way to discuss race with your child. When in all actuality, race is not real. And it matters.
Scottish household is different.
We got to talk about truth. Everybody's household is different. We can't do that.
Hold on one
sec. We got another caller. Hold on. 903. You're on a big mic.
Yo, what's
who
up,
we got?
Man? It's Deuce. What's up, man? It's Deuce.
Man, Deuce, man. What's happening, man? We got Deuce Almighty in the building. What's going on, man?
Man, I am listening to the conversation, and it's getting interesting. So he was about to segue. I don't know, but I had some thoughts about the previous comment about the You know, I know she was talking about. I forgot her name is escaped my mind, but your co-host,
Ronnie.
Ronnie said that the women in other places don't have the freedoms and luxuries of whatever, right? Independence, I guess. But here's the question that I posed is, what has the woman generation movement given them besides sexual promiscuity, general disrespect, and the ability to work until they die?
Let's talk about it.
That's a very good point. But the issue is those things.
Well, can we answer that question, though? Can we answer that question?
One of the things that it's not about the working until the right to die. One of the things that it gave us was the right to hold the same job. That's one of the things that gave us the right to hold the same job that men hold. It was a time when a woman could not sit on the Supreme Court.
Here's
it was a time when a woman could not be a doctor.
That's not the case. So let me say this.
I'm going to remove myself for a moment, but Deuce, y'all go ahead and hold it down. Answer the question. I want to hear this. I got to use the bathroom.
Mike, what was the question?
Restate your question.
What has the women, feminist liberation movement?
We can't hear the caller.
I got you. You see me now?
Okay.
All right, got you. I'm sorry. Re-ask the question, Deuce. I'm sorry, man. I messed that up.
Okay, my question was, what has the women's liberation movement given women besides sexual promiscuity or, open sexual access, a general disrespect throughout society because of that sexual liberation and the ability to work for themselves or work until they die? because
historically, for yourself is very important. What else needs
You responded to an outlier. You responded to an outlier instead of the question, the three, and you could look this back up when it goes through. I didn't mean to say work for themselves. I meant work until they're dead. Because when women have to carry the burden of self-sustaining, we see what's going on in society where women are moving are very, I mean, do you all, as ladies, feel like women are empowered now? Like, do you think that that's what, like, when you see women like Stormy Daniels or Stormy, whatever her name is, she's worth, you know, $8.2 million and she's running around hurting. I mean, she seemed to have a lot of personal issues that she's dealing with. There was another woman, prominent black woman in some kind of entrepreneurship space, who's like all this, you know, I got this house and the clothes and a nice lavish lifestyle, and I'm still hurting, I'm alone, and all this other stuff. I mean, when you look at those women on Fox Soul, do they look happy? Do they look like their lives are really what they wanted?
Well, I can't speak to anything else because I was born into empowerment. I wasn't born into a time where I couldn't do exactly what I chose to do. So I can't speak to that for the matter. So I'm not going to be able to address your question.
Well,
so I'll let Ms. Texas speak.
Okay, I understand what the brother's saying, and I think this is just my opinion, because as Ronnie, you know, I'm an educated woman, and I have my own things that I like to do.
Is Ronnie
on
speaking
too? Because
I'm on the phone, I can't see the show.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
No, I mean, who's talking now? Because I'm hearing two voices. I'm not watching it, so I don't know who's talking.
I'm on a mic to you if you're not from the South.
Okay. Okay, well, this is not Ronnie. This is Miss Texas.
Okay.
Can he hear you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening. I hear you.
This is what I would like to say about that, and I hear what you're saying. Again, it depends on the woman, the individual, because Ronnie is an interdependent, or whatever word you want to say. But I, like me myself, I consider myself have my own thoughts, my own what I like to do, things I like and don't like. I'm a married woman, but however, I'm the type of female, because I do have a good black, strong black husband, a traditional black husband. And so
when you can I stop you there? When you say traditional, what do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean an old-fashioned husband that believes in taking care of his family, paying the bills, providing for his family so nobody else has to worry about that. We don't have to worry about anything. We're good. And I work.
Do you think that
words,
women? Okay, so let me ask you this: do you think that women? Do you think more women would be comfortable in the position where a man? Would women be more comfortable? Do you think that the modern woman would be more comfortable in a position where they to a man who is quote unquote a traditional, you know, protector and provider of his family, or do you think that a woman would be happier where she is not under that, and she's free to do with whom whatever they want to do until they feel like they don't want to, well, actually, they have to keep doing it until they're in their 50s and 60s drinking wine on Fox Soul.
Yes, well, like I said, you know, okay, I can only, okay, let me put it this way. Each person
just,
designed with their brain on this earth. I can only speak for what I feel that makes me happy.
Sabrina, we want to know what makes you happy, but I got to break in for a minute. I got to break in for a minute. I got to keep the show going. Hold on, because we got to cash out. Mike, drop. Shout out to Big Mitch for the $50 cash out in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I ain't mean to break in on you, but you already know the show be gone.
Donation?
Yeah, we got all type of stuff going, man. Hey, we have 424 calling in. Call back. You know what I'm saying? Call back. Yeah, man. Fred,
Mike,
all right, Mike, you got it right. Huh?
Not to backtrack, but I don't want Carmen. I don't want the people in the comments to think we're ignoring them. The reason we know she wasn't pushed out of the window is because she actually had written a letter leaving her belongings to her
man,
mother.
Man, anybody can make you write a letter at gunpoint before they push you out of window.
The day before,
anybody can make you do that.
You think somebody holed up in her apartment for a day or two until they pushed her?
Look, don't be surprised if it's a white dude somewhere lurking in the shadows.
Oh, Lord.
That's all I got to say on that Miss USA situation.
Why because
her daddy white. So I know she prefers white meat.
You don't know that. Let me tell you something, brother.
Why else would racism drive you crazy?
Racism? How do we know that it's racism that
the woman said
it?
Y'all got to look at what this woman said. Y'all got to actually look into what this woman said. This woman said this. This woman said work, racism. She said people were in her comments trolling her, saying that she did not look to par to be Miss USA. Now let's ask a question.
You say that?
You got to look it up. But do you think it was black men? Do you really think it was black dudes saying that?
I think it was probably women saying that.
It was probably women.
Kicking.
All right, we got 424 on the line. 424, you on a big mic drop. Who we got? Yo, they dropped off again. All right, never mind. But you know what I'm saying? The woman outlined the pressure she was under. She outlined the pressure she was under. She's been calling out for help. So,
why would we not use deductive reasoning and decide, you know, this woman has already verbalized the kind of stress she's under. She more than likely, she jumped. Why would we assume that somebody pushed her when the evidence is right there?
Because usually women just don't dive off a building. That's just an odd way for a woman.
Mike, black women don't usually. Let's take this back because we usually like to talk about race. Let's take it back. Black women, we don't jump out of buildings.
Well, the suicide rate is going up amongst black women at alarming rates, and nobody's really talking about that either. So
jumping out of windows is not an uncommon way to commit suicide when you live in the middle of Manhattan. That's the easiest way to commit suicide. You don't have to buy a gun. You don't have to slit your wrist and lay there and stuff. You just throw yourself.
And then they gotta wait on the toxicology report to see what she had. Does she have drugs?
Right, that's true. That's a fact.
Because you know, a lot of times when people decide to do that kind of act, they get themselves full of drugs and stuff, and they don't care. They don't care how they committed. They just do it.
424, we got you on the line. 424, you're on a big mic drop. They keep coming on and dropping off. I don't know what's going on with that. Deuce Almighty said it must be all that feminist freedom. Look, man, I'm going to tell you like this. A lot of times,
men kill themselves too, Deuce Almighty.
Men kill themselves a lot. Men kill themselves.
At a higher rate than women. They used to shoot themselves in the head.
It's not higher anymore. That's what I'm telling y'all. See, certain numbers are sliding up on the low. There's certain key performance indicators of how good society's doing, right? There's certain things that are KPIs for how healthy your society is. The rate of suicide amongst black women is going up at alarming rates.
Because the manosphere is pushing them.
Nah. You know, look. That's the thing about it. They tried to blame the manosphere on this girl killing herself.
They did.
A girl came out with a whole thing about Kevin Samuels and Fresh and Fit, talking about them and how they put pressure on this girl to make her do this. This is why I had to talk about this, because this is indicative of the lack of accountability and the lack of wanting to be held accountable and the wanting to be looked at as infallible. That's not a human trait. That's not the trait of a good human.
Well,
infallibility is not the trait of a good human. To even promote that type of narrative is evil. It's low down. I'll say I'm going to use the old South word. It's low down. That shit low down as hell. For real. That's real low down to even try to act like.
My mom used to work with this Korean lady. She's calling low down.
Yeah, it's low down. It's real low down.
So really didn't know the I didn't really, to tell the truth, Miss USA, the lady, I really didn't even know much about her or her background because I hadn't kept up with her even to this day. So was her mother white, her dad's white, her mom's
her dad
black?
White,
who,
her mom
black?
Her dad's
her
white.
White.
Her dad's white. Her mama bed winch. Hey, 424, we got you on the line. 424, we got you on the line.
Her mom is what?
I don't know why it was dropping out. This is Jay Speed, that big mic. What's going on?
Man, Jay Speed, man, what's happening, man? We got Jay Speed, OG in the house. Man, what's happening, man? I'm glad you're in here. What's
you got it, man. Hey, look, man, I looked at one of your shows, the Halloween show, boy. That's one of the most funniest things I ever seen. That was a good show, and your co-actors did a marvelous job.
Oh, man, well, thank you, man. Thank
you,
man. We appreciate that.
I really want to stick to the five things.
Tonight too.
Okay. I just want to stick with the five things we need to leave in the past.
Let's go ahead and do it.
No, I don't know too. I don't know too much what's going on with this case. I haven't did any research on it. I even heard about it, so it's news to me. But y'all was talking earlier with the two young ladies, and I think men and women have forgot the greatest resource we have, and that's our children. Women have been used as a prong. They really figured this out way back in the day when women was working in the manufacturers and stuff, and when we was at war, they seen where, hey, we can make this work. I just got like to wonder why, how, and why the women feel like the greatest resource we have is our children, that a made-up job by a man could be more potential for them to be greater and successful than raising our children for the future. I understand
everybody's
that.
Power.
But
everybody wants power. Everybody wants influence.
And the greatest power they could have is the future, and that's our children. I'm not talking about the women who decided they're not going to have any children and who wants to go in and work for. Yes, ma'am.
So my question
I didn't hear your
is,
question.
I may have misunderstood, but my question is, am I right to think that you mean women should value more being in the home?
Most certainly.
Is that what you mean?
A made-up
like,
job.
As opposed to her money,
yes, ma'am.
Work,
yes, ma'am.
Work,
because
I would love
yes,
to be a
because
housewife.
Because yeah. I think that is the greatest resource. Well, think about it. As the world go on, the only thing you can leave behind is your future. And your future is your children. I'm not talking about the women who decided they just want to be professional, not have children or can't have children, whatever. I'm not talking about
right.
I'm talking about the majority of women who have came up in this society who believe that some fictitious job is more important than raising their future. And I believe, and I'm not talking about just women. I'm talking about men, too, because men leave the home, too. They leave y'all with the children. So I'm not one of them brothers who bash women across the head for their shortcomings. I get both sides. Because the only way we go clear this mess up, we all go have to straighten up. Ain't none of us clean in it. You got to believe that. Ain't none
right.
of men or women are we
right.
clean. We don't have the luxury. We didn't have the luxury to leave our children at home. Instead, to leave our children at home for the Oprah Winfrey, for the Jerry Springer show, the Ricky Lake show, the Sally Rasser, Jess Raphael show. We didn't have that luxury. We was already behind.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
I don't see why
right.
they don't see that as being a thong in our community and why we can't get it together, because every 18 years we starting over again. Our
yeah.
future.
I agree with
good,
that.
And
good
I see aging people, women working in the workforce, but you know what? They have their children right beside them in their little stores,
and they
little business, and you can always
they
see them with books.
Yeah.
And they still direct their kids, too. Their kids
yeah.
don't get married
right.
to who they say they're going to marry. And,
yeah.
and their
right.
kids are going going to college, you're going to be
and
a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, y'all three working at the store. It's not a damn all these choices that Americans.
And they all agree on it.
That American, they don't maybe not even agree. It ain't. They might not even agree about it, but you got to do it. See, what we figured out.
Right.
They agree to disagree. They
hey,
do it.
Whether you agree or not, we got a sense of duty. And that's what feminism has gotten America to, where nobody has a sense of duty. Because we're all effeminate as fuck. Let's just keep it a buck. Sean Penn tried to blame it on the men. Sean Penn tried to blame it on the men by saying that we raising feminine men, and tried to blame it on weak gene pools of men and this and that. It's not that. It's literally the direction that legislation is going and the things that are happening. And that has us basically effeminate as hell.
If we
can't
go
compete
back to being
with the
housewives, go back to being housewives, Mike, then men of the manor still would be calling us trifling, lazy women that don't want to sit around the house and eat and raise kids.
We can't,
so
we can't worry about them small numbers. Look, when you really believe that we don't have 40 million something people in the last 20 to 30 years, if you believe that, then I got a bridge I can sell you somewhere in New York. Our numbers is way higher than that. They send censor people out just to try to find the people who's not signing up for it. Black people have never been one of the first ones in line who signed that little piece of paper and tell how many people in their household. So we really don't know our numbers here. And I think it's way greater. And so what I'm saying is you can't worry about 100,000 or a million, whatever they doing. Look, it's a fad. We know fads are just like Soul Train back in the day dances. It comes in, it goes out. We can't worry about some self-righteous, hating men who don't like women. I don't know who they like. They fit, all they shortcomings is due to the woman. But they're supposed to be the strongest of the people. But then their woman is controlling them, where they say at one moment there's no Zaddy. But when it comes to their woman, they say their woman has a sidekick, Zaddy, who's helping them to overcome. So you can't have it both ways. So you can't put too much interest in them type of brothers who think like this. What we got to do, one by one, look yourself in the mirror. And understand, what is your future going to look like 20 and 30 years? We're going to have to start planning 20 and 30 years ahead. These people are playing chess, and we still playing checkers. They don't went to the moon and came back, and we still flying kites. And we wonder why we stay behind.
Right.
Hey, man, and I'm going to take a moment. Hold on one second. Let me just jump in real quick. First of all, shout out to my cousin, yes, Ronnie, my big cousin Ronnie in the building. She said, those other races of people, she said, that's who I'm just taking you back to where we were. They do what they're told to do to benefit the legacy.
Yes. Right? And that's what I've been talking about.
And that's what I'm talking about. When you're standing on the shoulders of giants, you're obligated to see further.
And that's what I've been talking about the whole time, about the tradition that my husband, my household, we're tradition.
Hey.
We're gonna keep the tradition going, is because our foundation. If we as black families, minority families, can look back and our grandparents and our great grandparents, because even my grandmother and my grandmother and my mom, they were strong-willed women, but whatever that man in that household. The end word and the end decision was with the man. They might have talked about it, but the end decision of whatever the big situation was the man of the household. And I just feel like as a woman, yes, we have our own blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to a family dynamic, why the power struggle? Because black women
allow white women to fool them once again to be the forefront of their movement. See, they did it to Sojourner Truth with the suffrage movement. See, you know Sojourner Truth was the face of the suffrage movement, the women's suffrage movement.
Yeah.
But somehow, at the end of that movement, black women still didn't have the right to vote when white women did, right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So once again, it's just the same play over and over again since they didn't get it last time. They're just going to run the same play. Hold on. They're going to run the play over and over again. They're going to make y'all the face of feminism. They're going to convince y'all that y'all had a problem with your men. No, it was the white man that had the foot in the white woman's ass for hundreds and hundreds of years. First of all, we didn't even have access to our women. So where all this trauma and abuse, this is what pisses me off. You see what I'm saying?
But then black women have to be smarter. They jump the gun too much.
They have to be smarter.
Joyner Truth was not asked to do that. They asked her not to show her face, and she got up there anyway and said, "Ain't I a woman?" That was by choice. She was asked not to do that. So I'm not gonna fault white women.
No, you gotta fault her because guess what? They use
because we don't have to be followers. We need to be leaders.
No, you're right.
We don't have to follow what we
you're
think
right.
they want us to do.
No, you're right. I'm absolutely with you. Shout out to that.
Yeah, we don't have to follow.
Absolutely. And this is the whole thing with this feminism thing. They've convinced black women to the point that we've gone back and made monsters of our grandfathers, our great grandfathers.
Yes.
People who had to put up with all type of shit to go out and take care of our funky-ass great-grandparents and grandparents. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These people had to put up with all types of shit, but we could so simply go back and be like, oh, they were getting abused. They was cussing them. They were beating them up, and they were raping folks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Some of that is true.
No, some of that is true. Some of that is true, but we can't make the bad part the rule and not the exception.
That's true.
We can't make the bad part the rule. We can't. It's like the abortion thing we talked about. We can't make rape the linchpin of every abortion because that's not the case. It's not the case for most of them. So we can't make abuse
most of them.
And all of this. Yeah, we can't do that. That's unfair to our ancestors. That did get out
them,
there
some,
and them
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry about
strung
that.
Up. Trying to work. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, there are so many women that have had so many abortions in our community, you can call them serial killers. And they still want to use all these damn excuses. When we had so little back in the day, my mother had 18 children. My father wasn't nothing but a simple truck driver. But she ain't never laid on no table and let somebody put a vacuum cleaner up inside of her and suck life out of her. So we make all kinds of excuses because of this me, and it's terrible because if you really look at it, black women supposed to be the prime example of what every woman should strive to be. She is the number one creation that God created. I mean, let's just think about it. The oldest woman on this planet is 1.322 million years old. Now, you can't find the average white woman. You can't find an average white woman no more than 6,000 years old. So you are the greatest example. But when you follow behind them with their hairstyle, the epitome of their looks, and you want everybody to look like these little damn dolls and not understanding the beauty of what you are, yin and yang of your hair, anything straight is weak, anything's curled. That's why every electric conductor always have a curl in it. There's a reason why God made your hair the way it is, because it's a communication device to the universe and to the heavens. But when you change it, that's when you are really destroying your antennas to the universe. And it might make you a little off-key a little bit. But what I'm trying to say, my brother, is
hair grows up to the sun. We're the only people on earth whose hair naturally grows up to the sun. Everybody else
and that's our conductors. That's right. And if you understand the yin and yang coming from the Asian, and we spoke on it way back in the 19th dynasty, if you understand, if everybody would just go read the yin and the yang, for every plus there's a minus, and you will understand. White is absent of color. Black is the essence of all color. It's not a race. And so when you understand that, you understand you gave life to everybody. These are our children that we are following. That's every race on this planet other than black, the black woman or black man. These are our children we are following. How do your children become the one you follow?
Easy. You can look in the average household.
You made them.
Look in the average household, though.
But we go around here bragging about what we mix with. You mix all of them.
But it's something we got to do. It's something we got to do. OG, stand with us, okay, for a moment. Because we got to switch gears. I don't want to miss out on what we were trying to talk about. But I will say this as a little segue into this. I did mention that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is up now. And, you know, you got candidates in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I would like to say I'm a Tribe Called Quest fan, a huge Tribe Called Quest fan, and we have to vote for them to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, we'll say
Mike, Eminem got my vote. I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay, Ryan. You're going to put Eminem in before the Wu-Tang Clan?
I'm sorry.
You're going to put Eminem in before the Wu-Tang Clan?
No, Mike. I'm sorry, y'all.
I ain't never heard no cars bumping in L.A. with no Eminem in it. I'm sorry. As much as they say he's famous, they don't bump with him in L.A. like that.
A Tribe Called Quest is up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm mad that Mary J. Blige, you know, I saw her name on the list, but I don't know what happened.
Yes, she's still a candidate.
I would put her before all of them simply because she's Mary.
I think there wouldn't be no Mary if there wasn't no Quest. Yeah, because Quest.
Mary J. Blige's first song was a Quest beat, wasn't it?
I don't know my history that deep. But a Tribe Called Quest.
Shout out to Chris Calhoun, man. My partner Chris Calhoun in the building. Shout out to Chris Calhoun.
And I agree with what Chris has to say.
And Cuz say, it's the tribe's time. Thank you, Cuz. It's the tribe's time.
Thank you.
OG, you got the floor.
Oh, man, I'm going to just go ahead and let y'all rock and roll. I got 33 people in the house I got to feed right about now. But it's been a pleasure to come on your show and listen to you and listen to your discussion.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you for coming on and your input. She said, what's your address? You about to feed 33 people.
What
I think she want to come eat.
Okay. I know she will. Oh, yeah. It's a house I run for mentally challenged people, and people been kicked around all their life. And I try to take them in and make them seem like a human. You know what I mean? Treat them as human beings, not numbers, not paychecks. And so, you know, that's what I do.
Right.
That's what I do 24/7 for. And so, you know, I'm retired now. I'm retired from Hollywood, stuntman actor. So this is my way of giving back versus just getting up on these platforms and giving a good hooping, hollering, slopping in the microphone.
Absolutely,
right,
man. OG, we appreciate you, brother.
God bless you.
God bless you, all right, man. And your mission, man.
Peace and love and always. Peace and love and always strive for the truth.
Absolutely, brother.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
That's so beautiful. I love that kind of verse.
We got OG in the building, man. Well, like Cuz say, it's the tribe's time. But you know, Tribe got a song, man, that I guess if people would have listened to it, if it would have kind of been more popular, we would have understood it. But it's a song called The Space Program. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that. But, you know, he says there ain't no space program for niggas. Man, you stuck here, nigga. You see what I'm talking about with the Black future? You see, right now we don't have anything going. Our plans are directly connected to the white folks' plans. Our plans are we're going to explore where they going. If they want to go to Mars, we just want to be the first Black person to go to Mars. All we need is one. Out of the millions of us, all we just need is one to go, and we cool. You see what I'm saying? So our plans are directly attached, directly attached to their plan. Our goals and ambitions are their goals and ambitions. And when you're coming out of an oppressive, abusive relationship, I think y'all will both agree that you just don't put the oppressor in that type of position over your life. If you were coming out of an oppressive marriage, you wouldn't put your ex-husband in that type of position over your life. With that being said, I want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg. I want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg in this situation. She's been suspended from The View, which in my opinion is a ridiculous talk show. I wish the whole shit would get canceled. I
think it's ridiculous that she was suspended, Mike, because what she said was very incorrect. I mean, it was definitely all about race, the Holocaust, but the fact that she said that, I don't find that anti-Semitic?
Anti-Semitic.
I don't feel like that was wrong. She was just ignorant to the fact. I think she made a false statement, but I don't think she meant anything malicious by it.
First of all, she's a fucking Goldberg, so she should know all of the history.
I don't think she meant anything malicious.
You called yourself Goldberg. You should know it.
I mean,
but the real issue with this, and I'll tell you what the real issue is, I'll go ahead and pull the Band-Aid off. The real issue with what she said is because it does bring attention to what the Holocaust was really about. And a lot more people died in the Holocaust than Jewish people. You see, the average Jewish person you talk to will have you believe that it was only 6 million Jews that died in the Holocaust. But if I told you the numbers were closer to 24 million, then you'll ask where the other 18 million are, right? And who the other 18 million were. So where she was wrong was that the Holocaust was racist. And right. A lot of those concentration camps were in places like Poland, Hungary, these different Slavic countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because European racism is a little bit different. Racism breaks down a little bit differently because then they start breaking down in Europe into their original tribes.
Right.
So Slavic people, gypsies, the Romanian gypsies, they were also murdered in the Holocaust. So were a bunch of Slavs. So were a bunch of Russians.
Mm-hmm.
People from the Russian Empire.
Yeah.
So there is a racial component to it. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, why are they pushing for Whoopi Goldberg to say, oh, yes, the Holocaust was racially motivated. But when it comes to black people, they're pushing for us not to say that it was racially motivated when it comes to slavery. Why is it a push as long as it's Jewish people to say, oh, yes, they were mistreated because of their race. But when it comes to black people, oh, don't say that. Take that out of text.
Let's take that out of the textbook.
I don't understand.
That's why I'm at with it. I don't understand. And I'm to the point now, I'm ready to fire my history teacher. And I think black parents who got kids in that grade level should fire their history teachers. You should start really teaching your kids what you need your kids to know at home. It's not going to happen at school.
Yeah.
We need to stop appealing to these people to teach this bullshit in school. Because once they start teaching it, they're going to teach the bullshit version of it. I'm not comfortable with anybody. Nobody in America knows how to critically think. Nobody's formally educated to critically think in the United States of America. Everybody's educated to come at some kind of angle, right? Or come from some kind of angle. So I don't trust critical race theory or any kind of critical theory being taught in public school or private schools for that matter. Because I need to know proof that the teacher has been taught to critically think in the first place to even talk about a critical race theory. What's happening is the story's going to get fucked up beyond repair, and we're going to be too busy listening to Cardi B to undo it.
Well, honestly, the critical race theory is going to be put together, supposed to be. That's why they're fighting against it. It's going to be black historians, black professors and historians that will be putting this agenda together for the critical race theory to be taught the real context.
No, it's not.
Of the Africans and the slaves.
No, that's what they're telling you. But if you read the book, that shit doesn't get past page 2 before it starts talking about LGBT shit. I already read it.
No, what I'm talking about has not even been designed yet.
No.
This is why they're fighting up against the critical race theory, because if the critical race theory, if it was approved in legislature or what, let me put it this way. Alabama governor has already signed it into law a month ago that it will not be taught in Alabama. The law is signed that it won't even be taught.
Yeah.
Therefore, common sense tells me they have read some of what it was about for them to fight so hard against not teaching it in the schools.
Yeah.
So they already have signed the law against it in Alabama. So whatever it is leads me to believe that whatever the contest was and whatever they were going to teach, the real truth of the Black history,
right,
they have blocked it.
That's not the truth.
I have been keeping up with this from day one.
That's,
the Black, matter of fact,
You gotta read the book, Sabrina.
Matter of fact, guess who was one of the historians that was going to be on writing up the Black the critical race theory agenda? President Barack Obama from Harvard.
I definitely don't want him on there.
Cornell West. What is that other professor? I can't remember. He's very well.
But Sabrina, I gotta say this. The critical race theory is already a book that's completed.
No, that's what this is based off of.
So you gotta go with what you got.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They were gonna redesign the whole.
I gotta go with what I see on critical race theory, and what I saw, you didn't get past page two before I started talking about LGBT.
But that, right. You're talking about the one that has already been scripted and written. They were gonna scrap all that, rewrite the real truth.
You ain't gonna do nothing because I'm voting against it.
Well, I'm not voting against it because I'm not going to vote for these people
with plans that you're going to scrap something when you already got some bullshit that's written that you named it after.
Okay,
I could go read Critical Race Theory right now.
What
I don't
if
have
they named it Critical Race Theory Revised?
You
like,
already named it Critical. You
are,
I don't care what you changed it to. You already named it Critical Race Theory. I read Critical Race Theory. I don't agree with Critical Race Theory in its current state. And I'm not going to vote for you and give you a chance to do nothing else
to it. Just scrap the whole thing. So are you saying you're okay with them teaching American history the way it is in the school?
I don't think they should teach history, period. I don't think they should teach. I don't think they should teach history, period. They should teach civics. They should teach people how to.
And it's okay.
They should teach people how to vote and how to be good citizens.
And you're right. And guess what's going to happen? Why don't white folks stop critical race theory and bringing laws against it? And we just had this conversation last week right here in Mobile with the NAACP. Guess what? They're so stupid, they don't even know that they have opened the door saying, okay, well, if we can't teach critical race theory about our Black history, then we just take all history classes out of high school and middle school and elementary and put it on a college level. And when they get to college, they can choose what history they want to take because they'll be mature enough to choose.
Your parents can teach you your history from day one.
Huh?
Your parents can teach your history from day one.
No. Oh, I'm not disputing that. Of course it should be taught in the home.
That's where it should be taught.
Yeah, what about the ones moving forward who don't know? Like we were talking about earlier, these millennials. How are they going to teach shit that they've never been taught?
Because
a lot of people from our generation have not taught our kids, Mike. So moving forward, if they don't teach critical race theory or some sort of history in schools, how are the kids going to know? Some of this has gotten lost somewhere along the line.
I mean, look, you're going to have to take a loss at some point in time.
Yeah.
What we've gotten ourselves to is we're at a position to where a generation is going to have to fall.
It seems like they're going to have to.
We might have to be in a situation where a generation or two has to fall.
It's going to definitely be more than one.
So I mean, look, we're here.
Yeah.
But you can't continue piling bad on top of bad on top of bad on top of bad.
Something,
you got to do something about it.
Something is going to crash.
You got to do